What's up, guys?
How long have you had
it? Appreciate it. I like it too, man. I have not taken it off.
I saw the defensive backs and the receivers total for the game. Did you have a...
I did. I went and jumped out there, yeah. I made sure. I was wondering where all the receivers went, and went out there and jumped. So, got some good pictures.
It's just to be able to make this next step along the way. How does it feel to get this one taken care of here on your way?
I mean, it feels awesome. This is uncharted territory for me, so I don't take it lightly. You know, I think we've got a special group of guys, and I've said it all year long, but. You know, to come through and to win when we needed to, you know, especially after last week. I think it was special to do it at home in front of our crowd. Man, that crowd is awesome, and to guarantee a home playoff game there, I can't imagine. I have a feeling it's going to be even more amped up. So it's exciting. It's great. It's you know, the next step, next goal that we had set, and you know, it's exciting. Yeah, I mean, we're still taking it a week at a time, but everything we want is still out in front of us. So, you know, I think, you know, goals you set for yourself, you know, goals you set for a team. You know, for me, I try to stay pretty specific as far as, you know, being the best player I can be and being the best quarterback and putting our team in the best situation. But obviously, you know, having home field advantage would be the best situation. So we can take care of that by, you know, taking care of each week. It's important to get off to a good start, you know, any game we play. You know, we go out there and score first drive, and then defense gets a touchdown, and our defense is really hard, you know, to play against when they can pin their ears back and you get teams out of their game plan. So, yeah, those pass rushers are intense. The stadium is loud, and it's tough on opposing quarterbacks.
What would you think it'd be like to go against that defense with the crowd?
I don't know. I can barely talk on the sideline, you know, during when it's going on. But I know it's very tough on those guys, and you know, not being able to hear call plays first of all, and then you know, not really getting a good jump on the snap is it's really tough.
What were you thinking
when
Teddy went out?
I was pumped. I really was. I was so excited for Teddy to get back out there, man. He's such a good dude, and I have the utmost respect for him. You know, I may have been, you know, one of the guys, you know, trying to start the Teddy chant there. So, but yeah, I couldn't be more excited for him.
Did you have a chance to talk to him before he went in? And if so, what'd you say to him?
A little bit, just pat him on the butt and, you know, say, go get him.
Did he show any emotions at that point?
Yeah, I mean, you guys all were there. You saw it. You know, I think you guys can talk to him about it, though.
He's getting Pat and Remmers back. I mean, how did it feel like having those guys back in the huddle with you?
It was great. You know, those guys, very talented players, and I think, like I've said before, our offensive line does a great job of, you know, playing together, not individually. So, you know, even for guys that have been out a while to get back in there and get going again, I think it was they did a great job. You know, you never know with that guy. He's explosive, man. We had some good schemes. Pat did a great job putting in some plays where, you know, putting some guys in tough situations to guard him, and he was able to, you know, to get really open and then, you know, make some guys miss down the field, make some big plays for us on third down.
After your last drive, there were some MVP chants in the stands. What's that like for you to kind of look back at the season you're having and to be able to hear the crowd go after that?
You know, I had a coach once tell me it was never really as good as it seems or never as bad as it seems. So, you know, I try not to stay, you know, too high with the highs or too low with the lows. You know, I try to stay, you know, stay the same guy all the time. So, you know, I love the fans. I love the support that we get in this building. And, you know, like I said, I'm just trying to do my job every day. Yeah, I mean, for Rudy to get back and make a few really big plays for us. Says a lot, and it says a lot just to have him out there. You know, he does a great job preparing and not being able to practice as much as he normally did, and to step right in and fill right in. I think it was great. It's a lot better than it was, you know, and I still think we have some room to grow. So, you know, Pat does a great job calling the games, and just the more time we spend in meeting room, watching film, you know, talking through defenses, we're getting more and more on the same page and seeing things through the same set of eyes. And I think that's important for a coordinator and a quarterback.
From your observation point, you think that was the Vikings' best defensive performance of the year?
It felt like it. I mean, I felt like we were just going back out. You know, and I know that I think they were 1 of 13 on third downs, and I mean that's awesome. You know, those guys played hard and did a great job. It definitely makes it you know a lot better when you know that, you know, even when you punt, you're going to get the ball back soon, and you know you expect to get the ball back soon, and you know we just got to do our part on offense.
Last couple for Case.
Appreciate you guys.